thank you all for coming. Did everyone hear that? I'm going to read from the some different verses from the middle of six chapters of Bhagavad Gita. And hopefully by doing so we'll get a little idea of what Krishna is trying to convey about devotional service. By performing our service of devotion, this helps us become conscious of Krishna. So Krishna, the Prabhupada has given us the many lectures on the first verse of the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is generally divided into three different parts. The first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, they deal with the different types of yoga which help fix our mind on Krishna. The middle six chapters deal with the process of devotional service by which we can do our, well, easily think about Krishna. And the last six chapters deal with the philosophy, the knowledge, which also help fix our mind upon
Krishna.
From the very beginning, Krishna has explained that we're not this body.
Od samog početka Krishna nam objašnjava da mi smo ovo tijelo.
And we should perform sacrifice.
I da trebamo vršiti žrtvovanje.
By performing sacrifice, then we become free from our attachment to trying to enjoy and control the material energy.
Vršenjem žrtvovanja oslobađamo se svojih vezanosti i želje da uživamo i kontroliramo materijalnu energiju.
And by doing so, then the mind becomes more peaceful.
I kada tako djelujemo, onda nam se usmiri.
When mind is peaceful, we can hear transcendental knowledge.
Sa smirenim umom možemo čuti transcendentalno znanje.
And then when we hear transcendental knowledge, we can learn the technique to perform our activities with devotion.
A kad slušamo transcendentalno znanje, onda možemo naučiti tehnike kako se baviti predanim služenjem.
Or at least we can perform our activities with knowledge.
Ili barem možemo djelovati sa znanjem.
With intelligence.
S inteligencijom.
And by doing that, then it's the easiest way of coming to the realizing that we should be doing our activities with devotion.
I ako tako djelujemo, to je najlakši način da shvatimo da zapravo je potrebno da djelujemo s predanošću.
Specifically to Krishna.
Najlakši da s predanošću Krishna.
Then, naturally, by doing our activities for Krishna to please Him, we'll think about Him with devotion. So Krishna begins the seventh chapter with Maya Saptimratparta Yogam Yundamara Shraya Asam Shayam Sapramam Itha Gyasisi Tashvanu. Hear from me, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt.
Krishna počinje sedmo poglavlje Bhagavad Gite govoreći, počuj sada o Pritim sine, kako me svježenjem procesa joge, potpuno svjestan mene, uma pridržena meni, možeš potpuno spoznati, oslobođen sumnji.
So, at the end of the sixth chapter, Krishna had said, Yoginam adisarvesham madhitem atra antaratma bhajate sama sume tatmo madha. Yoginam adisarvesham madhitem antaratma Shravavam Bhajanjayo Mam Samedhi Tatma Matama. That one who always thinks of me within himself.
Na kraju šestog poglavlja Krišna je rekao da onaj tko u sebi uvijek misli na mene.
With great and transcendental faith.
Sa velikom transcendentalnom vjerom.
Is the most intimately united with me in yoga.
Je najintimnije sa mnom povezan u jogi.
And is the highest of them all.
I najviši od svih njih.
Obviously, most of us are not going to go to the Himalayas.
Većina nas očito neće otići u Himalaje.
Sit on kusha grass.
Sjesti na travu kuše.
And a deer skin.
I jelu kožu.
And focus Krishna on Krishna in the heart.
I usredotočiti se na Krishna u srcu.
So here Krishna is giving us an alternative.
Zato nam ovdje Krishna daje alternativu.
He's simply asking us to listen.
On od nas jednostavno traži da slušamo.
So, in one sense, it's very easy.
U jednom ruku to je jako lako.
In other sense, it's very difficult.
U drugom ruku je jako teško.
Because we have to listen to something we don't like to hear.
Jer moramo slušati nešto o čemu ne želimo slušati.
That Krishna is going to declare that he's God.
Jer Krishna će izjaviti da je on Bog.
So, in one sense, that's very nice. We like to hear that.
U jednu ruku to je dobro, to je lijepo, to želimo čuti.
The other sense is our endeavor to become God since time immemorial, it's going to be frustrated.
Ali s druge strane, naši pokušaji koji postoje od pamtivijeka da postanemo Bog, bit će osvećeni.
Everyone has their God project.
Svatko ima svoj projekt Boga.
Because most of us don't want to become the big God.
Da, većina nas ne želi postati neki veliki Bog.
Because it's beyond our reach.
Zato je to nešto što nam je iznad dosega.
We just want to be little gods.
Želimo samo postati mali bogovi.
We want to be the center of the stage, the center of attention.
Želimo biti na središtu pozornice, središtu pažnje.
Look at me.
Gledajte u mene.
How nicely I'm speaking.
Kako fino ja govorim.
How nicely I'm smiling.
Kako se lijepo smijem.
Aren't I wonderful?
Zar nisam krasna?
And you're wonderful too because you think I'm wonderful. So this is our God project. And we can't do it with a big audience if we're not an actor or whatever. We get a family. And
if
that doesn't work, we get a dog. If that doesn't work, a parakeet.
Parakeet.
And if that doesn't work, we jump over a bridge. At least we get our name in the newspaper,
though.
So this project has become the center, Krishna says, we have to hear how to practice yoga. So we can put Krishna and his devotees in the center. When we actually become conscious of Krishna and his devotees and their activities,
kad uistinu postanemo svjesni Krišne i njegovih bhakta i njegovih aktivnosti.
Then we can see that there's no sense in competing with Krishna because Krishna is just too wonderful.
Onda možemo vidjeti da zapravo nema smisla takmičiti se s Krišnom jer on je predivan.
And the love that Krishna's devotees have for Krishna is just too pleasurable to try to compete with.
A ljubav koju Krišni bhakte osjećaju prema Krišni jednostavno je previše ugodna da bi se s njom nadmetali.
And the happiness that Krishna feels when he experiences the love of his devotees is just so sweet that we say, all right, you can become God. You can be God.
A sreća koju Krišna osjeća kod doživljava ljubav svojih bhakta je tako slatka da onda jednostavno kažemo u redu, možeš ti biti Bog.
I surrender.
Predam se.
So we have to hear about Krishna.
Zato trebamo slušati o Krishni.
And how we can practice our engage ourselves in yoga.
I kako da se praktički zaokupimo jogom.
So that we not only understand how great Krishna is.
Tako da ne samo razumijemo koliko je Krishna velik.
How great Krishna's devotees are.
Koliko su Krishna's bhakta veliki.
But we can appreciate how nice it would be to become a devotee of Krishna and his devotees.
Već možemo ocijeniti to koliko je lijepo postati Krishna's bhakta i bhakta njegovih bhakta.
We just have to become fully conscious.
Samo trebamo postati posve svjesni.
That full consciousness means to hear what Krishna has to say and then try to practice in such a way as to put it into our lives.
A to znači da trebamo slušati ono što Krishna ima za reći i onda pokušati to prakticirati i to oživotvoriti u svom svakodnevnom životu.
Krishna will say things like patram, pushpam, halam, doyam, dome, bhakta, priyatiji. That whenever you leave the fruits and flowers and water, offer to you God and with devotion.
Krishna će reći ako mi ponudiš cvijet, plod, vodu sa ljubavlju i predanošću.
It doesn't have to be very complicated.
Ne mora biti nešto jako složeno.
But it's a question of proper feeling towards Krishna.
Već se radi o pravom osjećaju prema Krishna.
Just like when Prabhupada was installing Rukmini Dwarkanath, in Los Angeles, 1972, I think it was. Then Prabhupada mentioned that we're offering Krishna some
halava.
And he said, not that if you add some raisins, then Krishna has to accept the halava. It is not that Krishna, I'm offering you this halva, take it.
Nije da kažemo Krishna, evo nudim ti ovu halavu, uzmi je.
Krishna said, well, I don't know about the halva.
Onda Krishna kaže, ne znam baš hoću li tu halavu.
Well, it has raisins in it.
Ali unutra su...
Oh, raisins, I like raisins. I'll accept it then.
I onda ću prihvatiti.
Krishna is not attracted by our halva with raisins in it. Mother Jasoda makes much nicer halava than we can. But it's the desire to please Krishna, that's what he's attracted by. Our love and concern for him, he appreciates. Then Prabhupada began to mention the story of one Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji. And then he decided to tell the story of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was hanging one his deity, Madan Mohan, in a tree. Madan Mohan was formerly the deity in the house of one
Brahmin.
But when Siddhartha Goswami was visiting the Brahmin's house, he saw Madan Mohan was playing with the Brahmin's children. Madan Mohan immediately became attracted to Siddhartha
Goswami.
And said, my dear Brahmin, I'd like to go and live with Sanatana
Goswami.
But the Brahmin said, well, you know, I don't want you to go, you're one of my family. No, that's all right. You have so many children, Sanatana Goswami has no one I want to live with. Sanatana Goswami said, my dear Madan Mohan, you're a deity.
Sanatana Goswami rekao, dragi moj Madan Mohan, ti si božanstvo.
I have no good place to keep you.
Nemam prikladno mjesto na
tome. It'll be very austere.
Biće vrlo asketski.
Oh, that's all right, I'll adjust.
Nema u redu, prilagodit ću se.
So, all right, come home with me.
U redu onda, pođi kući sa mnom.
At that time, Madan Mohan, Sanatana Goswami was living underneath the tree. So he put Madan Mohan on a branch of the tree. So Madan Mohan was a little surprised. I didn't think it was this obscene. A branch of the tree. All right. So Sanatana Goswami, he was doing Madhukari.
Sanatana Goswami obichal uchi Madhukari.
He'd go and beg some food, prasad every day. But at that time, Vrindavan was simply a jungle. And the people who lived in the jungle, they had no stoves or ovens or anything like that. They were simply building some fire and then taking some dough and throwing the dough into the fire. Wait till it became black or brown, and then that would be the roti. And that's what they would eat. So they gave one to Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami offered to Madan Mohan. But after some time, Madan Mohan became a little disturbed. And he said, Sanatana Goswami, I'm living in a branch of a tree. And the only thing you're offering me is this cooked piece of dough called roti. Can't you even put a little salt on it? So Sanatana Goswami said, salt. He said, first salt, then you'll ask for sweets. He said, I'm an old man. I can hardly move. Whatever I get, I offer to you. Kindly accept. And then Prabhupada started to chuckle. He said, so Madan Mohan had to eat that. Then Prabhupada said, but what is your value? And what is the value of the things that you have? He said it is nothing. And the real thing is bhakti. Then my dear Krishna, kindly accept. I have no qualification. I'm rotten and I'm fallen. But I brought this to you. And then Prabhupada started to cry. He said, that will do. Don't be puffed up. Remember that you're dealing with Krishna. That is my advice to you. Thank you. In other words, we have to realize, we have to try to understand who we're actually dealing with. That Krishna, he's as great as he is, he's also the object of everyone's, the original source of all devotion. And as Krishna is devoted to his devotees, he appreciates the devotion that the devotees have for him, for each other. Otherwise, Krishna doesn't care about all the different varieties, arrangements of material energy. He's interested in the service of his devotees. And their devotion. So Krishna says we should hear about that. And then practice devotional service with that attitude. Knowing as much about Krishna as and the process of devotional service as possible.
Doznati što više možemo o Krishni I procesu predanog služenja.
Then naturally our minds will become attached to Krishna.
I onda će se prirodno naš um vezati za Krišnu.
The background of that attachment is some kind of an acceptance that everything here actually belongs to Krishna.
U pozadini takve vezanosti stoji prihvaćenje da sve ovdje zapravo pripada Krišni.
Including my very dear body.
Uključujući i moje vlastito jako mi drago tijelo.
It actually belongs to Krishna.
I ono također pripada Krišni.
And similarly, I have an opportunity to engage it in devotional service.
Sad imam priliku da ga upotrebim za predano služenje.
And that way become detached from my material conceptions.
I na taj način se odvojim od svojih materialnih predodžbi.
And the more I actually become Krishna conscious, become realized who my real, what my real identity is.
I što više postanem svjestan Krišne i shvatim koji je moj pravi identitet.
Each one of us are actually an ecstatic spiritual being.
Svatko od nas je zapravo ekstatično duhovno biće.
Whose very existence is full of ecstatic devotion and love for Krishna.
Čiji je sam život ispunjen zanosne predanosti i ljubavi prema Krišni.
But now we're asleep.
Ali sada spavamo.
And we're dreaming that we're some other crazy identity.
I sanjamo da imamo neki drugi ljudi identitet.
Struggling against the material energy.
Borimo se s materijalnom energijom.
Trying to survive.
Pokušavamo preživjeti.
Struggling against everyone else in the material energy.
Borimo se sa svima drugima u materijalnoj energiji.
Trying to get ahead in the material energy.
Pokušavamo doći na vrh materijalne energije ispred nje.
And always winding up last.
I uvijek ispadnemo zadnji.
Dead last.
Zadnji do kraja zadnji.
At the end everyone is exactly in the same position.
Na kraju su svi istom položaju.
Just like it appears that someone's ahead in this race for temporarily.
Čini se privremeno da je u toj trci netko napredan.
But at the end everyone's winds up with zero.
Ali na kraju svi završe s nulom.
Just like if you had a race.
To kad imate neku utrku.
Say we were all invited to run in the 20 kilometer Olympic race.
Recimo da nas lijepo zovu da trčimo na dionici od 20 km na olimpijadi.
And all the Hare Krishnas, they line up as world champions.
I svi Hare Krishna stane na tu startnu crtu zajedno sa svjetskim šampionima.
The gun goes off.
Onda se začne puca.
And for the first 15 seconds, all the Hare Krishnas run as quickly as they can. And the announcer says, the Hare Krishna is running first place. Everyone's surprised. The Hare Krishnas are in first place for the Olympics.
In 15 seconds.
And then another 20 seconds, everyone passes them by. And the Hare Krishna, they run 2 kilometers. And fall down exhausted. And they come in, all of them come in dead last. But for 15 seconds, they were in first place. They had their 15 seconds of glory. So similarly, everyone is running in this race to get ahead. But at the end, everyone loses. Therefore, one should be intelligent to know that in this material world, no one's going to win the material race.
Zato treba biti inteligentan i znati da u ovom materialnom svijetu nitko neće pobijediti u tom materialnom svijetu.
It's not even worthwhile running.
Čak se ne isplati ni trčati.
Instead, one should try to engage oneself in the devotional race.
Rečeno je da se trebamo pokušati zaokupiti utrkom predanosti.
To see who can touch Krishna first.
Tako da vidimo tko Krishna može prvi dodirnuti.
Who can engage themselves more sincerely than anyone else in trying to please Krishna.
Ko se iskrenije može zaokupiti pokušajima da ugodi Krishna.
So Krishna will explain that in these middle six chapters.
Krishna će to objasniti u ovih srednjih šest poglavlja.
And the background is everything's Krishna's and it's never going to be ours.
Pozadina je činjenica da je sve Krishna, da nikad neće biti naše.
Doesn't matter how fast we are.
Nije važno koliko smo brzi.
How intelligent we are.
Koliko smo inteligentni.
How strong we are.
Koliko smo jaki.
How famous we are.
Koliko smo slavni.
It doesn't matter how beautiful or ugly or whatever we are.
Nije važno koliko smo lijepi ili ružni ili kakvi god da jesmo.
Nothing here belongs to any of us.
Ništa ovdje nikome od nas ne pripada.
It's all Krishna's.
Sve je Krishna.
And it always will be Krishna's.
I uvijek će biti Krishna.
No matter what we do.
Bez obzira što mi činimo.
No matter what we think.
Bez obzira što mislimo.
No matter others think.
Bez obzira što drugi.
The reality is everything is Krishna's and it's under Krishna's control.
Stvarnost je da je sve Krishna i pod Krishnom upravom.
And Krishna put all his energy here so that we can use it for his service.
A Krishna je svu tu energiju ovdje stavio zato da bismo je mogli koristiti za služenje njega.
And only by doing that can we actually do anything beneficial for ourselves and others.
I samo ako to činimo, činimo nešto korisno za sebe i za druge.
Otherwise, whatever we do outside of devotional service has no ultimate value for ourselves or ultimate value for anyone else.
Inače sve drugo što činimo, izvan prirodnog služenja, na posljedicu nema nikakvu vrijednost ni za nas ni za nikog drugog.
Therefore, Krishna is the actual friend of everyone.
Zato je Krishna pravi prijatelj svih.
Krishna is the actual owner.
Krishna je pravi vlasnik.
And everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure.
I sve je namijenjeno za njegovo zadovoljstvo.
And that we're supposed to be the cooperator.
Nama ostaje da surađujemo.
Prabhupada would always give the example of the fingers.
Prabhupada bi dao primjer prstiju.
And the legs.
Nogu.
And the tongue.
Jezika.
This is from the Hitopadesha.
To je Hitopadesha.
They got together and they said, we're working hard.
Upadesha je pisano, oni se skupe zajedno i kažu, naporno radimo.
But we're giving everything to the stomach.
Ali sve dajemo želuci.
But we're not getting anything ourselves.
A mi sami ništa ne dobivamo.
So it is not fair. Why should we work and give everything to the stomach?
To nije fair. Zašto da radimo i sve dajemo želuci?
Let us go on strike.
Hajmo štrajcati.
So the fingers, the hands, the legs, everything, they went, stomach unfair, we're not working.
Ruke, noge, svi dijelovi tijela su prestali surađivati sa želucem, smatrajući da je nepravedno to kako se stvari odvijaju.
But then after some time, the fingers, the hands, the legs, the tongue, everything became very weak.
No, nakon nekog vremena, prsti, ruke, noge, jezik, sve jako oslabljalo.
Then they decided, yes, let us feed the stomach again.
I onda su zaključili da će ponovno početi hraniti želudac.
Similarly, everyone is supposed to be a cooperator for Krishna.
Slično tome, svatko bi trebao surađivati sa Krishnom.
Everyone's duty is to find out what Krishna wants us to do.
Dužnost svakog od nas je da otkrijemo što Krishna od nas želi da činimo.
With his energies.
Sa njegovim energijama.
And when we do that, to please Krishna,
i kad to činimo, u namjeri da mu ugodimo,
then naturally we think about Krishna.
Onda zapravo mislimo o Krišni.
And by thinking about Krishna, that's called Krishna consciousness.
A kad mislimo o Krišni, to se naziva svjesnost Krišni.
That's the whole purpose of the Hare Krishna movement.
To je čitava svrha pokreta za svjesnost Krišni.
To think about Krishna with devotion.
Misliti na Krišnu s predanošću.
The gopis of Vrindavan.
Gopije iz Vrindavana.
Were so attached to Krishna.
Su tako privržene Krišni.
That they were not satisfied simply with the rasa dance at night.
Da nisu zadovoljne sa plesom rasa.
They wanted to associate with him.
Htjeli su se družiti s njim.
And enjoy his company during the daytime also.
I uživati sa njime i tijekom dana, a ne samo noći za vrijeme
toga. When Krishna went to the forest.
Kad je Krishna otišao u šumu.
With his coward boyfriends and the cows.
Sa svojim prijateljima, pastirima i kravama.
The gopis didn't physically take part.
Gopije nisu fizički mogli u tome sudjelovati.
But their hearts went with him.
Ali su srca otišla s njima.
And because their hearts went,
i obzirom da su otišla,
they were able to enjoy his company through strong feelings of separation.
Bili su u stanju uživati u njegovom društvu kroz snažno osjećaj razdvojenosti.
To acquire the strong feeling of separation.
da bismo stekli te snažne osjećaje odvojenosti.
As the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
Poučava nas Gospod Chaitanya.
And as the rapt disciple succession Goswamis.
I njegovo izravno učeničko nasljeđe koje počinje s Goswamima.
When we're not in physical contact with Krishna.
Kada nismo u fizičkom dodiru s Krishna.
Krishna's name, form, quality, and pastimes.
Krishna ime, oblik, osobine, zadove.
Are all identical with him.
Su sve istovjetni s njim.
There are nine different kinds of devotional service.
Postoje različite vrste predanog služenja.
And devotional service and feelings of separation.
A predano služenje s osjećajem razdvojenosti.
Elevates the devotee to the highest devotional perfection.
Uzdiše baktu do najvišeg savršenstva predanosti.
To the level of the gopis.
Do razine gopija.
As stated in the prayers of Srinivas Acharya to the six Goswamis.
Kao što se govori u molitvama Srinivas Acharya šestorici Goswamija.
They gave up their opulent, they gave up their material, they gave up their governmental service and their opulent life.
Oni su odbacili svoju službu u vladi i život u obilju.
And went to Vrindavan where they lived like ordinary mendicants, begging from door to door.
I otišli su u Vrindavan gdje su živjeli poput običnih pustinjaka prosjeći od vrata do vrata.
But they were so much enriched with the gopis' feelings of separation.
Ali bili su toliko ispunjeni osjećajem razdvojenosti koje imali gopije.
That they enjoyed transcendental pleasure at every moment.
Da su u svakom trenutku uživali u transcendentalnom zadovoljstvu.
Similarly, Lord Chaitanya was at Jagannath Puri.
Slično tome, kada je gospodin Chaitanya bio u Jagannath Puriju.
He is in the role of Srimati Radharani.
Je u ulozi Srimati Radharani.
Feeling separation from Krishna.
Osjećajući razdvojenost od Krishna.
Those who are in the disciplined section of Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya.
Oni koji su u učeničkom nasljeđu Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya
should also feel separation from Krishna.
Također treba osjećati razdvojenost od Krishna.
Worship his transcendental name,
obožavati njegov
transcendental name, his form,
njegov oblik,
his qualities, his pastime,
njegove zabave,
his associates,
njegove pratice.
The spiritual master should elevate the devotees to the highest devotional perfection.
Duhovni učitelji treba uzdići bhakte do najvećeg savršenstva predanosti.
Feeling a constant separation from Krishna.
To je osjećaj neprestane odvojenosti od
Krishna. While engaged in devotional service.
Dok smo zaokupljeni predanim služenjem.
Is the perfection of Krishna consciousness.
I to je savršenstvo svjesnosti Krishna.
The gopis used to talk about Krishna amongst themselves.
Gopije su međusobno običavale razgovarati o Krishna.
And the talks were as follows.
I govorio se sljedeće.
One gopi said,
do
you know when Krishna lies on the ground, he rests on his left elbow.
Znaš kad Krishna legne na zemlju, osloni se na svoj lijevi laktar.
And he rests his head in his left palm.
Na svom lijevom dlanu odmara glavu.
Beautiful Krishna, he plays on his flute.
Prekrasni Krishna svira na flauti.
While moving his attractive eyebrows.
Ima tako privlačne obrve.
And the sound vibration produces is so sweet.
A zvuk koji proizvodi je tako sladak.
That the denizens of heaven who are flying in space.
Da stanovnici raja koji putuju nebom.
Become stunned.
Se ukoče.
The demigoddesses.
Ovo božice.
Become embarrassed.
Bude im neugodno.
And their tight dresses and hair loosen.
Kako da im se odjeća i kosa raspuste.
No, the gopi said.
Uro gopi je rekla.
When Krishna walks on the back of the Yamuna,
kad Krishna hoda na obali Yamune,
he was seen nicely decorated with tilak on his forehead.
Vidimo kako je lijepo ukrašen tilakom na čelu.
His body is smeared with a pulp of sandalwood and tulsi leaves.
Tijelo mu je primazano sandalovom pomašću i listovima tulasi.
And he is decorated with different kinds of forest flowers.
I ukrašen je raznim vrstama šumskog cvijeća.
The bumblebees became mad after the treasure and sweetness of the atmosphere.
Pčele polude zbog slatkoće tog okruženja.
And being pleased by the humming sound of the bees.
I zadovoljan tim zbrujenim pčela.
Krishna played by his flute.
Krishna svira na svoj flauti.
And the combined sound became so sweet to hear.
Da pomiješani zvuk brujenja pčela i krišene flaute tako slabo se čuti.
That the aquatic birds,
da vodene ptice,
like the swans and ducks,
poput patata i labudova,
stopped swimming and flying,
počinju letjeti i plivati,
and became stunned.
I počeo se.
They closed their eyes,
zatvore oči,
in meditation,
meditacija,
in worship of Krishna.
Obožavajući Krishna.
Such pastimes were remembered by the gopis during his absence from Vrindavan. They give us an idea of how attractive Krishna is. Not only to animate objects, but even inanimate objects like the trees, the lakes, the birds, the cows in
Vrindavan. Drveća, životinja i krava u Vrindavanu.
That is the perfect description of Krishna's attractiveness.
To je savršeni opis Krishnine privlačnosti.
Everyone has a tendency to love someone.
Svatko je sklon tome da nekoga voli.
That Krishna should be the center of love is the central point of Krishna consciousness.
No, Krishna treba biti u središtu te ljubavi i to je središnja točka svjesnosti Krishne.
By constantly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and remembering Krishna's pastimes, everyone can be fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, and thus make his life sublime and fruitful. Therefore, Maya Satyamana Parada Yoga Munjan Layashmaya. Prabhupada said that in the seventh chapter, the nature of Krishna consciousness is fully described. Krishna is full of six opulences. And how he manifests those opulences is described here within. Also, four kinds of pious people will become attracted to Krishna. And four kinds of impious people will never become attracted to Krishna. Are described in this chapter. At the end of the sixth chapter is stated that the steady concentration mind of in the first six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, the nature of the spirit soul is described.
What's the
next verse? In the first six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, the nature of the spirit soul is described. As non-material spirit soul, capable of elevating oneself to self-realization, a different kind of yoga.
Kao nematerijalne dugove duše sposobne da se uzdigne do samospoznaje putem različitih vrsta joge.
At the end of the sixth chapter,
na kraju šestog poglavlja,
it has been clearly stated that the steady concentration of the mind upon Krishna,
rečeno je jasno da stalna koncentracija uma na Krishnu,
or in other words, Krishna consciousness,
je drugim rečeno svjesnost Krishna,
is the highest form of yoga. By concentrating one's mind upon Krishna, one can know Krishna completely, but not otherwise. Now in this chapter, Krishna will say things that are quite simple. He's already explained that he's the source of everything. So now he breaks it down: earth, water, fire, air, ether. These are my separated energies. That the living entities are the souls are also my energies. So that's it. Just accept that and everything's all right. All right, you can't accept that. It's too simple. So now let me explain it a little bit more. Bhagavad-gītā-param-nānyā-kiṃ-cit-asti-dhananjaya-māyī-sarvam-idam-prottam-sutra-dhanādhyam-manāyivā. contraband of contra will, all things resting on thee, just like pearls are strung in a thread. That, although we don't see Krishna, everything depends on him. If you take pearls, you put them on a thread. You have enough pearls on the thread, you can't see the thread anymore. Then we may imagine that the pearls are just naturally together.
Zato možete zamisliti da su te biseri prirodno tako na hrpi zajedno.
But they're all depending on the thread.
Ali zapravo svi ovise o niti.
Similarly, everyone is really depending on Krishna for everything.
Slično tome, svi zapravo ovisimo Krishni po pitanju svega.
But Krishna's arranged things in such a way that we don't even realize how dependent we are for it.
Ali Krishna je stvarno organizirao na takav način da uopće ne shvaćamo kako o njemu ovisimo.
Therefore, we're imagining that somehow or another we're doing things independently of them.
Zato si zamišljamo da na neki način stvari obavljamo neovisno od njega.
Otherwise, then how can we be in Maya?
Inače, kako bismo mogli biti u Maya?
Just like an actor on a stage.
Kao glumac na pozornici.
The whole idea is to forget his real identity.
Čitava ideja o tome da zaboravi svoj pravi identitet.
Because the more he forgets his identity, the more he can act better.
Jer što bolje zaboravi svoj pravi identitet, to bolje može glumiti.
So we come here to put on this false identity.
Mi smo ovdje došli da bismo prihvatili lažan identitet.
And the more we become absorbed in this false identity, the more we can act as if we're independent of Krishna.
I što se više zaokupimo u tim lažnim identitetom, to više možemo djelovati kao da smo neovisni od Krishne.
That's why if you hear this philosophy, it's very dangerous for your material life.
Zato je ova filozofija, ako je slušate, vrlo opasna za vaš materijalni način života.
If you actually pay attention, our material lives will be spoiled.
Ako joj uistinu obratimo pažnju, to će upropastiti naš materijalni život.
All our plans will be seen as useless.
Sve svoje planove ćemo vidjeti kao beskorisne.
Our parents will criticize us.
Roditelji će nas kritizirati.
Our friends will abandon us.
Prijatelji će nas napustiti.
Even our dog might even bite us. You worthless
master.
So therefore, Rupa Goswami says, don't go to the bank of the Yamuna and see that boy. Because he'll attract your heart so much that you'll forget about everything else. And you won't be able to pass your exam.
I nećeš biti u stanju proći na ispitu.
You'll drop out of school.
Napustit ćeš školu.
You'll lose your job.
Izgubit ćeš posao.
And you'll become a Hare Krishna.
I postat ćeš Hare Krishna.
So don't go there.
Zato ne idi tamo.
Put a big sign, warning, danger.
Stavi tamo veliku oznaku, opasnost, upozorenje.
That's why when someone joins the Hare Krishna movement,
zato da se neko pridruži na Krishna pokret.
For whatever reason.
Iz bilo kojeg razloga.
And then he decides, well, I got what I wanted.
I onda odluči, evo dobio sam što sam htio.
I learned how to sell paintings.
Naučio sam kako da prodam slike.
Now I can make a living.
Sada se mogu izdržavati.
I'm following three regular principles.
Slijedim tri regulativna načela.
No meat.
Meso.
No fish. And no eggs. So everything should be alright. Now let me go and enjoy. Someone goes into the material world and looks around, now I'm getting enjoy out of here. It's so long. But there's a little voice within oneself. Don't do it, you're going to suffer. Shut up! No, don't do it, it's good advice. The philosophy, remember the philosophy. Four regular principles, not three. Let me enjoy your
bothering.
So, devotees in that situation, they have to take twice as much intoxication as anyone else.
doprinica je stavan u
ljudi. So they forget.
Samo da će zaboraviti.
That voice goes away. Shut up, I told you, shut up, leave me alone.
Samo da se uspije riješiti tog glasa iz unutra i ušutrati.
So then with everybody boys, we see that sometimes they become even more degraded than ordinary people.
Zato ponekad vidimo da takvi bhakte postanu još pretjeraniji od običnih ljudi.
Because it's difficult to forget.
Zato je teško zaboraviti.
But if one is really determined, they after some time one may forget.
Ali ako osoba stvarno ustraje, onda nakon nekog vremena uistinu zaboravi.
At least for some time.
Barem na neko vrijeme.
Until Maya takes one sufficiently.
Dok ga Maya dovoljno nisi
pravi. One comes running back to Krishna.
I dok ne...
Oh, sorry. I didn't really mean it.
Hvala Krishna, Krishna nisam to stavio
tako mislim.
Pomozi mi.
Therefore,
zato?
We have to be aware that we should become more conscious of Krishna.
Trebamo biti svjesni toga da trebamo postati svjesni Krishna.
That it's good to realize not only how nice Krishna is, but how nice we're supposed to be also.
Zato je dobro shvatiti ne samo koliko je Krishna fin, lijep, nego koliko bismo i mi tako trebali biti.
Not that I join the Hare Krishna movement, Krishna is God.
A ne, ja sam se pridružio pokretu za svjesnost Krishna.
Therefore the head of our movement is all powerful.
I zato je on je na čelu našeg pokreta, on je svemoguć.
And therefore I'm also quite, you know, I'm a devotee of the all powerful.
A ja sam bhakta svemogućeg.
Therefore I'm on the winning team.
Zato sam i ja u toj ekipi.
I may not be very good.
Ja možda nisam baš jako dobro.
I may not be very Christian conscious.
Možda nisam baš jako
dobro. But because I'm on the winning team, I'm good.
Ali zato što sam u pobjedničkoj ekipi, ja
sam. No matter how bad I am.
Bez obzira koliko sam loš.
Just like when it's a football team.
Kao u nogometnom timu.
And if one's football team wins, one is feeling great.
Ako nogometna momčad za koju vi navijate pobjedi, osjećate se dobro.
I'm a winner.
Ja sam pobjednik.
Because I'm on the winning, my football team won.
Zato je moja momčad pobjedila.
So it's good, our head is the winning team. We're on the winning team.
Dobro je da smo mi u pobjedničkom timu.
But we also have to become winners ourselves.
Ali mi sami trebamo postati pobjednici.
And to become winners ourselves, therefore we have to become as good as Krishna.
A da bismo mi sami postali pobjednici, moramo postati jednako dobri kao Krishna.
As good as Krishna doesn't mean we have to become expert in anything.
Postati jednako dobri kao Krishna ne znači da moramo biti vješti u svemu.
We just have to surrender to Krishna.
Već da se samo trebamo Krishna predati.
And whatever we do, we have to do to please Him.
I što god da činimo, trebamo činiti za njegovo zadovoljstvo.
We have to be consciously doing that.
Trebamo to svjesno činiti.
In other words, conscious that everything actually will always belong to Krishna.
Drugim rečima, trebamo biti svjesni da će sve uvijek pripadati Krishni.
Then let me do something to please Him.
Hajde da onda učini nešto da mu godi.
Without any attachment, whatever the result will be.
Bez ikakve vezanosti za rezultat koji će isto proizaći.
That Krishna's representative or representatives have given me the service to do. And the only reason I'm doing it is just to please Krishna. And as I do that, I become more conscious of Krishna. And when I'm conscious of Krishna, then I can actually feel my love for Krishna growing.
A kad sam svjestan Krishne, onda osjećam kako moja ljubav prema njemu raste.
And my love for everyone and everything as it's related to Krishna growing.
Također raste i moja ljubav prema svemu i svima koji su povezani s Krishnom.
And are able to see how everyone and everything is related to Krishna.
I onda mogu vidjeti kako su svi sve povezani s Krishnom.
That this, my wife is not just my wife, she's also Krishna's servant.
A to je da moja žena nije samo moja žena, već je ona Krishna sluga.
My friends are Krishna servants.
Moji prijatelji su Krishna sluga.
My dog is Krishna servant.
Moj pas je Krishna sluga.
And I'm Krishna servant.
A ja sam Krishna sluga.
And I should do something in relation with everyone and everything to please Krishna.
I zato trebam učiniti nešto povezano sa svim time da ugodim Krishna.
And there are so many things trying to take my mind away from Krishna.
Uvijek postoji tako puno stvari koje mi pokušavaju odvući umoći.
The world economics.
Svjetska ekonomija.
The cheating that's going on.
Prevare koji se odvijaju na okolo.
the envy,
zavist,
the different types of wars that are going on,
različiti ratovi,
all the different problems people are facing,
različiti problemi s kojima
se all trying to take our way, mind away from Krishna.
Svi mi pokušavaju odvući pažnju od Krishna.
Everyone is suffering.
Svi pate.
So you can enjoy.
Ti možeš uživati.
You better go out and buy that iPad or IBM machine or whatever. Go to this movie and enjoy.
Ti možeš izaći van, kupiti si taj iPod ili IBM stroj, otići u kino i uživati.
Before it's too late.
Prije nego što je prekasno.
And everyone is suffering, you're going to suffer, everything is, but you can enjoy
it.
So, modern society is trying to take everyone's mind away from Krishna.
Društvo pokušava svima odvući od Krishna.
Filling everyone with fear,
ispunjavajući svih strah,
anxiety, and hope to enjoy the way they want you to enjoy.
Na onaj način kako žele
uživati. By becoming Krishna conscious, we become detached from these things gradually.
No, kako postajemo svjesni Krishna, postupno postajemo odvojeni.
That even our mind is going, Prabhupada said, everyone's mind is ghostly haunted.
Prabhupada je rekao da je svačiji um zaposjednut duhom.
We're chanting Hare Krishna.
Mantramo Hare Krishna.
And the mind goes, boo, boo,
boo. Se protivi.
Oh, my mind again. Go away. Go leave me alone.
Ne, umre. Pusti me na miru.
I'm trying to chant japa. Leave me alone.
Pokušava mantrat na japu. Pusti me na miru.
It's simply trying to get us to become anxiety.
Jednostavno nas
pokušava
nas dovesti u teskobu.
You're going to suffer. You keep on chanting. You're wasting your time. You're hungry. You're tired. You're angry. Do something else. Don't chant. Go away. Go away. It's just like you run up to a tree. You grab hold of the tree. You go, let me go, let me go. Let me go, let me go. Someone walks up, sir, why are you crying?
The
tree, it won't let me go. But sir, the tree's not holding on to you. You're holding on to the tree. You and your philosophy. Leave me alone. Let me go. Get the tree off me. Sir, if you just let go of the tree, you won't have any problem. Stop preaching to me. Do something to get me off the tree. Similarly, the material illusory energy is not holding on to us, we're holding on to the illusory energy.
Slično tome, materialna obmanjujuća energija se ne drži nas, jer se ne držimo za nju.
And as soon as we become undisturbed by it, then it doesn't bother us anymore.
I čim nas to prestane uznemiravati, onda nas ona više se ne petlja s nama.
And when we focus and we accept the background that there's nothing here to gain.
Kako prihvatimo da ovdje nemamo što dobiti.
There's nothing to lose here.
Da nemamo što ne izgubiti.
Because it's nothing here belongs to us.
Zato jer nam ovdje ništa ne pripada.
Then we can focus our mind upon Krishna.
Onda ovdje možemo usredotočiti na Krishna.
At every moment try to just think, what can I do to please him right now?
I u svakom trenutku možemo misliti na to što sada možemo učiniti i da mu ugodimo.
As one time the Prabhupada is Prabhupada just talking to another devotee myself for a couple of hours.
Jednom prilikom je Prabhupada govorio meni još jednom drugom baštinu koliko sati.
And then Prabhupada would stop every once in a while. Would stop talking to us. And he'd pick up his beads. And start to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And he said, if you have time, then you won't pick up your beads and chant Hare Krishna. After I chant my 16 rounds and I'm good. One time Prabhupada was talking to Hari Sarvaguru.
He
was chanting Hare Krishna. Then he finished his last round, 16 rounds, and he put down the last counter beat. And then he threw his beads on the table. Said, now I can do my 16 rounds. I can do any damn thing I want. No, I was going to try to become Krishna conscious.
No.
Throughout the whole day. Of course, the easiest way is to directly engage in preaching. That forces us to be Krishna conscious after some time. If one is out in the street trying to distribute the Prabhupada's books, then one will notice that one is not the center of everyone's attention. We may think, I'm so powerful, I'm so intelligent, I'm so famous, I'm so many things. But out on the street or door to door, wherever, people will help diminish our false ego.
Ali kad se nađemo na ulici i podijelimo od vrata do vrata, ljudi će nam pomoći da nam se lažni ja smanji.
Excuse me.
Oh, prostite.
Get lost. can I show you this book?
Mogu li vam pokazati knjigu?
Get out of my way.
Makni mi se s puta.
So, unless one relies on Krishna,
ako ne mislimo Krishna,
and becomes very enthusiastic,
ne postanemo jako bolesni,
that's the only thing people are impressed by, is our enthusiasm.
To je zapravo jedina stvar koju možemo na drugo ostaviti dojam, naš polet, oduševljenje.
Not that I have this ancient book from India.
A ne, imamo ove drevne knjige iz Indije.
No one can read it.
Niko ih ne može čitati.
Including myself. But they put me out here and distribute it. I'm sure you came out onto the street looking for some ancient book in Sanskrit from India. No, obviously that's not going to sell a book. But we go out with the idea, oh, here's a book, I'm a member of a cult, please take it. The leader of the cult told me to come out of here. I'm sorry to bother you. I know you have much better things to do than to stop and get a book on a cult. Please don't call the police. I won't bother you again. I'm only out here because they told me to be out here. I want to please the cult leader. He's giving me food. He's giving me some food to eat. Please take the book. So they don't beat me when I come home. It's a wonderful book. I haven't read it myself. They told me it was wonderful. Don't yell at me, please. I'm a really nice person. Although I joined the cult. So with that attitude, obviously people will go, hey, just get away from me.
Don't touch
me. No, with a different attitude, then everything changes. Here, take this, it's fantastic.
Evo, uzmite ovu knjigu, fantastična.
This will make you happy.
Usrećit će vas.
It actually makes me happy too, just be out here trying to give you Krishna.
I mene usrećila i zato sam sad ovdje i pokušavam vama dati Krishna.
That it forces one to become convinced that there is a Krishna.
Na taj način ljude prisilimo da postanu uvjereni u postojanje Krishna.
He's not a Krishna, he's not just for a little sect of people.
On nije samo za neku malu sektu, mali broj ljudi.
He's in everyone's heart as a super soul.
On se nalazi u svačijem srcu kao na duša.
He's maintaining the sun in its orbit.
On održava sunce i čitu u orbiti.
He's providing everything to everyone.
Svima, svih svima obskrbljuje.
And unless anyone who can realize their relation with Krishna, their life becomes blissful.
I svatko tko može razumjeti svoj odnos sa Krishnom, njegov život postaje pun blaženstva.
Or else they are forced to stay in this material world in so many species of life.
Inače moraju ostati u ovom materijalnom svijetu u različitim vrstama života.
So this is our conviction.
To je nešto što smo uvjerili.
And when we go out and we confront people,
kad izađemo van i suočimo
se s njima, to them,
i to predstavimo njima,
then it forces us to accept it.
Da to nas prisiljava da to prihvatimo.
That it's not just a theory.
Da to nije samo teorija.
It's the reality of this world.
To je stvarnost ovog svijeta.
The world is going to hell not because there's not enough oil.
Svijet se kreće prema paklu, ne zato jer nema dovoljno nafte.
For the bankers are cheating everyone after cheating one, going after their last dime.
Niti zato jer bankeri svih varaju i žele im izvući zadnji novčić.
The world is going to downward because they lack Krishna consciousness.
Svijet ide nizbrdo, zato jer nedostaje svjesnost Krishna.
And only if they give Krishna consciousness will there be any improvement in our lives or in anyone's life.
I samo ako dobijemo svjesnost Krishna, popravit će se tuđi i naš život.
Therefore, if we really want to help people, we have to spread this Krishna consciousness.
I zato ako uistinu želimo ljudima pomoći, moramo širiti ovu svjesnost Krishna.
Not, well, we can't go on the street, at least within our family.
U redu, ako ne možemo izaći na ulicu, onda...
At least to ourselves.
I heard a sentence that the devotee said, the Prabhupada said that we have to become first conscious, then Krishna conscious. So you told us, presuming what does this mean to become Krishna conscious, but what then does this mean to become conscious?
Mislim, ja objasnijem kako da postanemo svjesni Krišne, možeš li nam sad reći nešto o tome kako da postanemo svjesni?
Well, sometimes I quote that, but I never really heard Prabhupada say that.
Puno puta se to citira, ali ja nikad nisam čuo da je to Prabhupada rekao.
But it makes sense.
Ali ima smisla.
Conscious means to come out of the modes of ignorance and passion.
Biti svjestan znači izaći iz utjecaja gune neznanja i strasti.
That's like Chanaka Pandit said.
Kao što kaže Chanaka Pandit.
Matri va paradareshu para ostratma paradareshu lostrava atmavat sarabhuteshu yapashiti sapandidaha. To become conscious means first we should understand that everyone else's property is like garbage in the street.
Da bismo postali svjesni, najprije moramo shvatiti da tuđe vlasništvo poput smeća na ulici.
Not to be envious of others.
Belonging.
And Manti Vatparadharishu, to see every lady to be just like one, except for one's wife, to be just like one's mother. To give up this idea of trying to imagine to exploit others for sense gratification.
Kako bismo pokušali odbaciti tu ideju gdje pokušavamo druge iskoristavati za svoje osjetilno uživanje.
Either gross or subtle.
Bilo grubo ili suptilno.
So, men should see ladies to be just like your mother except their wife.
Zato muškarci trebaju žene gledati kao svoje majke, osim svoje vlastne supruge.
And ladies should see men except for their husbands to be just like your son.
A gospođe dame trebaju sve muškarce gledati kao svoje sinove, osim svog supruga.
And to become conscious of one more being bewildered by the illusory energy and acting differently than that.
I postati svjesan znači da više nismo zbunjeni materijalnom energijom.
And not get caught up in Maya's diversions.
Da nas Maya ne uspjeva uvratiti svoje zamke.
And to see every living entity to be just like one's very self.
I svako živo biće vidjeti kao sebe samo.
Therefore, to help everyone, some have become conscious of how to help them advance in Krishna consciousness.
I zato trebamo pokušati svakome pomoći kako da napreduju u svjesnosti.
That means we're getting out of the mode of ignorance and passion.
To znači da izlazimo iz ignorance, razumne strasti i neznanja.
Then one can become Krishna conscious.
Onda možemo postati svjesni.
So on the positive side, not only we're not trying to become the proprietors of anyone's property,
ne samo da ne pokušavamo postati vlasnici tuđe imovine,
but we're accepting that everything belongs to Krishna.
Već prihvaćamo da sve pripada Krishna.
Not only we're not trying to exploit others for our sense gratification,
ne samo da ne pokušavamo iskoristiti druge za svoje osjećanje uživanja,
but we're trying to use everyone and everything for Krishna's happiness.
Već sve i sva pokušavamo koristiti za Krishnu sreću.
And not only we're trying to become, see every, to become the well-wisher of every living entity,
ne samo da pokušavamo biti dobronamjernik svih živih bića,
but we're recognizing that Krishna is actually the real well-wisher of every living entity.
Već shvaćamo da je zapravo Krishna pravi dobronamjernik svih
živih. And all we can do is try to become, not interfere with his desire to help others.
I sve što mi možemo učiniti je da ne ometamo ispunjenje njegove želje da ljudima pomognemo.
Allow us to become an instrument.
Da dozvolimo da postane
so Krishna can use his body, mind and words in his service.
Tako da Krishna naše tijelo, um i riječi može iskoristiti u svoju službu.
Without our materialistic desires interfering.
Bez da se mi tu miješamo sa svojim materialnim željama.
So that's the positive, that's the spiritual.
To je pozitivno, to je duhovno.
Anything else? Yeah. Yeah.
Neke osobe koje pokušavaju postati bakte ili već jesu u ovom procesu, čak smo čuli za neke vrlo predane bakte, da doživljavaju jako velike teškoće u svom životu, maltretiranje i fizičko nasilje od strane materijalista. Čuo sam za neke čak koji su i ubijeni, pa da te mora lako može što u tom prijeti.
Sam persons who are trying to become devotees and some even very dedicated and advanced devotees experience a lot of hardships in their life. Some are physically abused or even killed. So if you could please comment this.
Well, what is advanced devotee? Whatever Krishna does is good.
Što god Krishna čini, to je dobro.
After all, the goal of life is not to live a happy, happy life. The goal of life is to fix our mind upon Krishna in any problem or difficulty. Prahlad Maharaj, his life is not happy and peaceful. He went through so many difficulties. Pandavas went through difficulties.
Pandavita Koja.
So So many devotees went through difficulty.
Shit
for Kate, he was cursed, he became a demon. Ambarish was, they threw a, Durvasa Muni threw a burning demon at him. So many problems. But this helped them to fix their minds even more upon Krishna.
Ali to mi pomoglo da ono se dotoči čak više i više na Krišnu.
Therefore their lives were successful.
I zato im je život bio uspješan.
And for a lot of Maharaj just sat at home and watched television all day. And had servants running around trying to get, you know, do so many things for them. We would not have heard about him in the Bhagavatam. Oh, because he was faced with so many problems, but he became Krishna conscious. He was fixed in Krishna
consciousness.
Therefore, his example is there for us to follow. To set a happy, peaceful life in this world. It's not possible. To expect problems, that's normal. And the glorious thing is to remain fixed in Krishna consciousness even in the midst of the greatest difficulties. Then at the time of death, we can remember Krishna. Not that at the time of death, everything will be very pleasant. We can't expect that the Vaikuntha airplane will come. And they'll roll out the red carpet for us. And we'll just happily walk on the Vaikuntha airplane and go back to God. I was talking to one devotee, Arisari Prabhu's wife. And she has arthritis. And she was on Rath Yatra in London. And she was telling me how painful it was.
Because
they just walked to Rath Yatra. And then she said that so many of her friends had left her their bodies. And they were saying, how can I die? They were in so much pain, they just wanted to die. So we can't expect that at the time of death, everything's going to be very pleasant. But our perfection will be, even in the midst of all that disturbance, that somehow or another, we can retain our Krishna consciousness. So in the meantime, we have to practice. And Krishna helps us to practice. Not that that's bad. Oh, why Krishna, why am I suffering? I should be enjoying because I'm devoted. No, we have to practice. Sometimes suffering. And fixing my mind on Krishna at the same time. Not that we go out of our way to suffer. Not that I'm actually enjoying right now and get out the whip. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, we don't have to do that. Queen Kunti prayed for problems. So she could fix her mind on, because when there were problems, she fixed her mind on Krishna. But we don't have to pray for problems. We have more than enough coming to us every day. But at the same time, we should fix our minds on Krishna. Yes.
Bhagavad Gita 58, Let me unmute internet. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that we are eternal, unborn. But in other words, Krishna also said that we are his enemy, Jivatma. That is two contradictory things. That means we are not, that means that we are born, that we are not eternal. Can you explain it to me?
He says that Bhagavad Gita says we're eternal, but it also says we're Jivatma, that we took birth. No, the soul hasn't taken birth. It's the body that takes birth. And the soul happens to be in the body. So it appears that he's taking birth. But actually he hasn't taken birth. He appears in the body. It appears that the sun has taken birth when it rises out of the ocean.